start here in a second.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and today I'm very excited to have a special guest with us, Brenda, and she is an expert on selling with the elements, and we have 15 minutes to share her knowledge and expertise on the subject. Welcome, Brenda.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's terrific to have you with us, and I wanted to just to establish context. How did you find out about the four elements of success and the elements themselves?
Well, that's a really interesting thing, actually. After a really great career in sales and management, I decided about 11 years ago to stay home and raise my two children, and I've always been very, very happy with that decision. But last January, I decided that I was ready to get back out there and start contributing professionally once again. And actually, one of the trainers that you spoke with last week, Lane Henderson, happens to be a longtime colleague and a dear friend of mine from my career days. And I knew that Lane was going through the PATH coaching program, so I asked her to coach me through the process of figuring out, you know, what it was that I wanted to do. Lane's in Atlanta, and I'm here in Colorado, so we met by phone every week, and after several weeks of doing that and going through the PATH process, I arrived at a decision, and I decided that I would also love to go get trained by your group, by the Lori Beth Jones group, so that I could lead others through the PATH and also through the four elements of success. So I was trained in May of 2008 in both the PATH and the four elements of success.
You know, I love when you said I reached a decision point. Describe what that is like. At what point does someone decide to go forward?
You know, that's a really great question, and that is one that I actually struggled with because I didn't want to make the wrong decision. And the neat thing about the PATH process for me was that it literally it was a way to put all of my thoughts and my ideas and my history, you know, my experiences all down in that workbook. And then to look at it and see where all the arrows pointed. Because for me, like I said, I really struggled with, I don't love making decisions in the first place. And so I struggled with, how am I going to know it's the right thing? And I just, you know, I relied on what everything pointed to. And that's how I arrived at that decision. It was a great feeling to feel
wow.
Like, you know, there's a lot of support here. It's got to be the right thing.
Now, what is your personal elemental combination?
I'm a double water.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yes, so you can see why it's hard for me to reach a decision.
Well, what a blessing to be a double water. I mean, that means you are so sensitive to everything that's going on in the environment. And I think it probably has its challenges, too. So how has knowing your element changed your life?
You know, it's really helped me actually be able to embrace who I am. And, you know, seeing my profile results on paper was extremely enlightening. It just sort of, it was like, wow, you know, I get why I'm this way. So it helped me really embrace the fact that I was a double water and be okay with that, and then also realize that there are challenges that come with it and keep those in mind as I'm moving forward. So sometimes I just have to give myself an extra push to move forward on a project because I know my natural tendency is to make sure I have, you know, all the information I need so I feel comfortable with it. But sometimes I really just need a little push to get moving.
Well, so in your upcoming webinar, Selling with the Elements, and I'll let you talk about that, you know, give the dates and when we're having it at the end of the show, but what is it about selling with the elements that you most want to convey to people? And maybe we should overview the elements. Would you mind doing that for a minute?
Sure, just in terms of what the four elements are?
Sure.
Sure, with the four elements being earth, water, wind, and fire, you know, selling is really more than anything about building relationships with people. And sometimes that's not necessarily intuitive, even though we think, you know, maybe it is. You take someone who you think would make a great salesperson because they're outgoing and, you know, they maybe talk a lot and describe things well. But sometimes it really takes understanding the customer and what that customer's behavioral style is to be able to really build a long-lasting, productive relationship. So selling with the elements is all about understanding your customer's preferences and their behavioral styles so that you can adapt your style to fit theirs and really, you know, have an end result that's hopefully closing a sale. We, as you mentioned, will be doing the Selling with the Elements webinar with you on October 26th, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern, and that's where people can really listen in and find out even more about it.
And that's going to be with you, Brenda Staub, and Lane Henderson, and myself, Laurie Beth Jones. And how are people going to access that?
You know, there will be a place on the website, on the Laurie Beth Jones website, to be able to click on that, and it's going to be a free webinar. So you'll be able to click on it and sign up.
And I know that this is training that you all charge a very nice and well-deserved price for, so the fact that you're willing to offer it free to our guests is a real benefit, and I thank you for that. And I know I'm going to learn a lot because everybody has a different perspective. The thing I love about working with the elements of earth, water, wind, and fire so much is that people already sense that they know this because we have all of the elements within us. But it's bringing it to recognition first about what you are and your strengths and challenges. And then the big challenge, I think, is then recognizing the elemental values of the other person. For example, so how would a double water like you sell to a double fire?
Yeah,
which would be your opposite.
That's a great question. First of all, I would need to understand that a double fire is going to be more than being about relationships. The double fire is going to really be more about results and bottom line. And so while I still believe it's important to build rapport with that customer, as it is with every, you know, sale, I'm maybe going to focus on that a little bit less and find out what it is that's most important to him. So, you know, what result is he looking to achieve? What bottom line is he looking to achieve? And then I'm going to tailor all of my correspondence, all of my phone calls, and all of my proposals or presentations to the fact that he's a double fire. So, for example, in my proposal, I'm going to have a lot of bullet points. I'm not going to have, you know, big paragraphs of copy. I'm going to have bullet points expressing exactly what it is he is needing and looking for.
Right. Now, you mentioned the double fire being a he, and one of the things I've found is that we tend to be culturally taught that women should be waters, you know, going along with the flow, dancing backwards, all these things. And
yes.
That men are supposed to be fires that take charge, know the answers, whether they have the information or not, you know. But the truth is that the elements are not gender-based. And so describe perhaps in your work what happens when someone, let's say a woman, discovers that she's a fire and she thought she was a water.
You know, that's extremely interesting. And the fact that I used the him as a customer, I guess I didn't mean to connotate that a double.
Oh, no. You had to pick one and you went with it. And
exactly.
I just rip it off of
that.
Yeah.
However, that's a great question because I actually and somewhat involved in a situation where there is a female as a leader of a company, and she is a double fire. And over the many years of her career, she has had to learn to tone down her style, because she works with a lot of winds and a lot of waters who are very much, you know, sometimes feel scorched by her her personality. And she'll come into a room and sort of announce, you know, what it is that's going on or what her agenda is without really stopping for a minute and taking a breath to see sort of where everybody else is at before she starts in. And she has hurt feelings and that kind of thing. So she's really had to learn to tone down her style. And as a result, she has employees who are happier to be in the environment with her.
Which makes them more productive, right?
Absolutely. That's the name of the game in the end. Once the employees are happy, once all of the team members are happy and in a satisfying environment, then the end result is higher productivity.
Right. And one of the things that I think I most enjoy about what you and Lane are doing is educating about the sales process internally as well as externally, because a lot of times we think selling is, you know, persuading people to buy your agenda and your product, whether it's good for them or not. But in the example you just brought up, there's also an internal persuasion and communication mechanism that's equally important, if not more so, right?
Absolutely. And that is one of the things that we teach, is not only how to understand the customer and adapt to that style, but to understand as the salesperson, you know, what is my style and how can that help me? And then also look at how that might hinder me. You know, so for example, if I'm a double water, I know that I've got to really, again, push myself to get out there and make, you know, those prospecting calls or whatever it might be instead of staying where it's comfortable.
Right, because water is the element that wants everything to be calm, and it doesn't really act unless some other element moves upon it.
Absolutely. And so it is a very conscious decision to act.
Right. Well, what are the 3 points that people are going to learn from this webinar?
Okay.
See, here's the fire in me coming for the bullet points.
Yes, exactly. Point number one. How to really tailor the presentation based on the clues that the salesperson has picked up from the customer. So maybe the customer has mentioned some words like, you know, bottom line, results, or relationships, or, you know, how is this change going to affect the people in my organization? So point number one is just how to tailor a presentation based on the clues that are picked up throughout the selling process. Point number two would be how to make all of the correspondence meet that behavioral style. So again, using the bullet points in the email or on the phone, being very directive and very straightforward about what you are trying to accomplish in this phone call. And then last, or I'll say the third point for today, is really using the four elements of success to build a long-term relationship with that customer that's mutually beneficial for the customer and the salesperson.
And I love that you are emphasizing, Brenda, the long-term relationship, because that is the essence. And I think the goal of everything that you are teaching in the webinar is this is not a one-off. This is not a transactional skill set. This is transformational. You are taking two strangers, basically, and turning that into a productive and fulfilling long-term relationship, two strangers being the company's products or services. And
absolutely.
I just love knowing that we have a double water on our team. So
thank
may
you.
I call you? May I call upon you when
anytime.
I'm dealing with waters, saying, Brenda,
anytime.
Help me.
Anytime, please do.
And it's amazing how once you get it, you really get it, don't you?
Very true. It clicks right away.
Right. And at the same time, and I bet you love this, it can just go so deep. I mean, there's really, I've been working with this material now for 12 years, and it just still fascinates me because the depth of the human soul and spirit is really unfathomable. And
it's so true. I'm amazed every time I teach it, you know, the things that people come out of that workshop with.
The insights.
Yes.
And kids also get it too, which is fun, right?
They do. They do. My daughter's all about it.
Okay. What's her element?
She is a fire water.
Oh, double. That's very interesting. Well,
yes.
We've got two more seconds. So the webinar is October 26th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time with Brenda
yes.
Staub, who has Mountain Peak Sales Training, and Lane Henderson and myself, Laurie Beth Jones, the author of The Four Elements of Success. So we thank you for tuning in today. Brenda, it was great fun. And,
it was my pleasure. Thank you.
I'm enchanted with your elemental makeup.
Thank you, and I yours.
Great. Blessings to you on this great
thank
day.
You
thank
too.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.